Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I have said, governments do not have any financial resources. The only way they obtain funds for bailouts and rescue packages is from current and future taxpayers. These resources will be received from higher taxes, temporary borrowing which leads to higher taxes, or with the federal government's destruction of the dollar's purchasing power. Before this year, the federal government already owed, on a net present value basis, more than $100 trillion of debt and unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs. This is beyond the currently planned future tax collections. State, county, and local governments in America also have debts and unfunded liabilities totaling tens of trillions of dollars. In Lansing, for example, the city government refuses to include in its financial statements all of the annual expenditures incurred each year for the net present value of future payments for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. These expenditures of $20 to $50 million annually are instead disclosed indirectly in reporting the increase in unfunded liabilities. The Lansing City Government unfunded liabilities of more than $700 million are the second highest in Michigan after Detroit, and also the second highest per capita among large Michigan cities, trailing only Flint. The COVID-19 coronavirus has sharply reduced economic activity. About one-fourth of Michigan's workers, as of the beginning of March, have now filed for unemployment compensation. At governments at all levels, tax collections are falling while expenditures are rising. There is pressure in Congress to enact a bailout package for state, county, and local governments. It's being advocated as supposedly helping these governments cope with the loss of taxes and higher expenditures because of the health crisis. It is nothing of the sort. Instead, it really rewards those state, county, and local governments who have practiced the worst fiscal mismanagement in years past. If rewarded for their incompetence and deception all these years, you will get even more financial mismanagement in the future. It is only if these governments, and Lansing may be one, have to face insolvency and bankruptcy that future financial practices might be honest and prudent. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.